Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, Goldstein. Yes, Ivy He, that man who talks you through one of the best podcasts on the market at the moment. I say one of. Of course, I've done one with Ian Wright. Maybe you've heard that. We're not playing those. But if you haven't, you know, go see it. But don't go see it yet. Make sure you pin back your lug holes and listen to this. A good show coming your way begins with Natalie Sawyer, Danny Murphy, and Clinton Morrison, or the Sawyer Murphy Morrison Show, or the NSDMC. No, no one would ever call it that. It's pointless. Anyway, Danny Murphy is saying that United should have kept Romelu Lukaku. Oh, well done, Danny. Yeah, we can all say that now. Yeah, of course. Although, Danny, he might have wanted to leave. And as you well know, having been a player that's left many a club, if you want to leave, there's nothing you can do about it, Danny Murphy.
United's biggest problem is that Martial, Rashford and James are all best off the left, which is why I'm surprised they gave Martial. I like Martial as well. They gave him a 5-year deal. And I was surprised. I'd have been thinking of keeping Lukaku and maybe selling Martial. Because Rashford can play off the left. James can play off the left. You know, I think if you're going to play Martial, I'd be playing him off the left now while Rashford's out and putting a new fella in. Because Ighalo is more of a striker. He's a nine. He'll run behind and he's good in the box. So there is a problem there for United.
Time now to check in with the big man, big Alan Brazil, on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. And Jonathan Barnett was on the show, or if you're posh, Barnett. I know that'll be Italian. Barnett, Jonathan Barnett. Doesn't matter. He is Gareth Bale's agent. Oh, drop a name. Well, I'm just informing the listener who he is. Anyway, he was saying the Spanish media were totally in the wrong to berate Bale for his Wales Golf Madrid flag. Yeah, totally. I mean, it's not like Bale put the flag up and had loads of pictures of him holding the flag and then it was appearing on all the national newspapers. It's not like Bale did. Oh, did he? Oh, that's fair enough then.
Marca and AS, both of them, their journalism isn't exactly Pulitzer Prize winning. I think it's disgusting, and I think people did take it much too far. It was a joke.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't make jokes, what can you do? I've had conversations, obviously, and Gareth had conversations, that he's still a very important part of Real Madrid. And the only people that really know what's going on are Mr. Zidane, Gareth, and probably the president of Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. They know what's going on, and they're all happy with the situation, and that's really all that counts.
Time now to check in with the ginger fella with the loud shirts. That's Adrian Durham. And alongside him was Darren Bent, or DB, as his mates call him when they're playing for. Benty! Oh, no, they call him Benty. Benty! Bento! Maybe not Bento. They'd probably get that confused with some kind of dish from an Asian restaurant. Bento! And they go, yeah, I'll have some chicken katsu curry. No, no, I meant Bento, give me the ball. And then you'd have players arguing about food while the game's going on. And then people get really angry, going, oh, I could murder a curry now. And they go, well, we're 2-0 down, you boy. Anyway, that's Jason Cundy's autobiography, chapter 9. I think it's called Why Giggsy Nutmeg Me. What was I thinking of? This. Anyway, I digress. Big time, actually. This is Darren Bent saying Liverpool should let Salah go at the end of the season. But go where?
We're going to get 100 million plus for him. And you have to say, if you look at his all-round job, listen, we know he scores a lot of goals and he is a top, top player. I mean, look, you look at the accolades, 2 Golden Boots, player of the season, Champions League winner, about to be a Premier League winner. The accolades are there. But when you look at his general play to, say, someone like Mane, I'd have to say Mane has been better than him. I mean, he may score more goals than Mane, but Mane's work rate for the team, he's unselfish, always looks for others first, he'll get his fair share of goals. So you'd have to say Mane is, you can't sell Mane, he's so important. Firmino, we know he doesn't score that many goals, but he's like the glue, he links it all together. I mean, his hold up play is probably arguably one of the best in the league, brings players in, holds onto the ball, he's fantastic. So you look at Salah, and yes, he does score all these goals, but is he really complementing Mane and Salah, or is he looking for more goals? Because I've seen certain situations this season where he should pass it and he's shot, and you can see the frustration starting to build. So the only, I wouldn't listen, it's not about selling him and getting nothing, like just getting 100 million, that's it. But if you can replace him with like an Mbappe or someone like a Jadon Sancho, then I think it's worth thinking about.
Now time for a bit of Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs, or H&J as it's known. And here's a little fact for you. If you take all their letters from the name and then find the corresponding numbers in the alphabet, so A would be one and so on, and then put them all together in numerical order, it actually spells out, what's the point? I'm in Chelsea. So anyway, here's Paul and Andy doing what they do best.
Game of Thrones star Kit Harington apparently is charging up to £475 to meet him and have a photo and an autograph.
For goodness sake.
He played Jon Snow, of course, in Game of Thrones. You can go and you can have a dining and fan experience with him in London and Birmingham. If you want a picture with one person with Kit, it's £250. But he only does 100 of those. So he's not going to, he's going to stand there and kind of grin only 100 times, thinking all the time of the money. And so, but there are 75 two people shoots for which he charges 475. So you're and a mate, you can have a Kit sandwich. I don't think he puts his arms around your, whether he won't do that, I don't know.
I'm not sure, really.
But then Kit stands there and he grins and he, what, Game of Thrones, yes, terrific, wasn't it? Ka-ching.
Surely he doesn't need the money. I've got a lovely segue from that story, though, this story. Talking of pictures with Kit, West Ham fans had to prove that they were true supporters of the club by wearing selfies in a photo and sending in. If they wanted to buy tickets, not their fault, actually, because Liverpool fans were trying to buy tickets in the home areas.
Yeah.
So the club had to make sure that only West Ham fans got them. So if you wanted a ticket for last week's game, according to the papers yesterday, you had to send a photo in of you in a West Ham kit.
Right.
If you think
Liverpool fans would have mates who support West Ham,
that's
what
I thought.
Can I borrow your shirt, mate? I want to get a ticket for the game.
I thought it would be an element of that.
Now, this was incredible. Just very quickly, this happened in Healdsburg, California. A leaky tank spilled 46,000 gallons of red wine into a river in Healdsburg. And sorry, I'm just being told by the producer that coming live, breakfast show. Breakfast show.
You must do a
They've
show
switched
from
it. There. It's coming, him and Ray Parler. They're coming. It's same hanging around Waitrose, wasn't it, in Canary Wharf. But yeah, it'll be like Alan with the sad news. It'll be like the old gag when the sad news today that we lost Alan Brazil on that outside broadcast in Healdsburg. Of course, he got out three times to go to the toilet.
Of course he did.
Time now for a bit of cricket. And our very own Macca has an exclusive interview with England captain Eoin Morgan. Huh? No, can't be Owen. You don't spell Owen like that. Oh, do you? Oh, I never knew that. It's interesting. And just quickly, the first one-day international against South Africa is live today from 10 a.m. on TalkSport 2. Here's what Eoin had to say.
Owen, the last time we spoke was in the West Indies. Obviously, a lot happened since then. I'll be honest, when I was watching the World Cup final, my mind came forward to now, and I wasn't sure I was going to be speaking to you as England captain. Were you always sure after that day going forward that this was a job that you wanted to carry on doing?
It wasn't something that I focused on straight away. Any decision that I make, that's quite a big decision in my career or life, I tend to take as much time as I need and I feel it needs until everything becomes more transparent and clear and there's a clear picture moving forward. I think it took me longer than I expected to make the decision, simply because after the World Cup, within a couple of weeks, I went back and played with Middlesex and played a number of T20 Blast games, so that the end of the season didn't really settle down for some time. But once it did, it was only a couple of weeks before, you know, the picture and the vision of the next year, 2 years became more clear in my head and answered some questions about my back and my injuries and everything seemed to look really good and I felt more comfortable making a clear decision then. And I suppose having gone to New Zealand and you know played some of the best cricket I've played in the last 4 years out there, reaffirmed that the decision I made was the right one. You mentioned the blast. I was at that first game against Kent at Lord's. I was lucky enough to be in the pavilion. You got a standing ovation for everything you did that night. Has that become normal yet? Does it sort of make sense in your mind?
It certainly doesn't make sense. I suppose winning the World Cup is an extremely privileged position to be in. The journey that we went on over that four-year period and the dramatic fashion in which that game was won was absolutely extraordinary. And you know, it's something that I think hopefully catapults cricket at home forward over the next period of time and inspires a new generation of cricketer to pick up a ball or a bat.
And don't forget, if you like your cricket, then both of you will be delighted to know there's a daily edition of the Andy Goldstein Following On podcast until the end of the tour. Now, the ginger fella, Adrian Durham, on drive, talking about Eddie the Eagle Jones. Oh, what an athlete he was.
We weren't good in the first half, and they were very good. I was really pleased with our second half. Yeah, that was a game that could have been quite ugly for us. The crowd was going nuts. It was one of those games where France played well. I think we should be giving France credit. They were a young team. You know, there's a bit of a renaissance in French rugby. There was a good narrative about their performance, and we just didn't match their intensity early on.
Okay, Eddie Jones is finished, I think. Fresh from leading England to humiliation at the World Cup, but somehow keeping his job. He went into this Six Nations opener promising brutality. That's the word he used, brutality. And he also said he wanted to be like Liverpool. Now, can you imagine? Remember when Clive Woodward went from rugby to Southampton?
Yeah.
And everybody's going, what's going on? Eddie Jones said, I want to be like Liverpool. I mean, I don't think anybody else would get away with this. Now, on the brutality reference, Clive Woodward's done a piece in the papers today, absolutely slaughtering him. In fact, I think he did it before the game, Clive Woodward. He slaughtered him for using the word, saying it's a meaningless soundbite from the Stone Age. I mean, he's really had a pop at him. England made errors. They looked useless in the first half. They relied in the second half on Johnny May doing something special. And for me, Eddie Jones is he's kind of finished. I mean, his tactic is to talk rubbish and then just tell him to fling the ball to Johnny May and hope he comes up with something. Well, that's it. And I just can't see a way forward under Eddie Jones. The ideas have run out. They haven't won the Six Nations since 2017. They now look unlikely to win it this year. They haven't done the Grand Slam since 2016. They were embarrassing in the World Cup final. OK, getting there is fine, but when you get embarrassed in the final, that's not good. Ask Watford. England have a coach who doesn't win stuff. They have a coach who talks rubbish. But I'm a Wales fan, so let's hope he keeps his job. And we'll move on.
Back to Alan Brazil's breakfast show, and Alan was talking with Jamie O'Hara about Neymar's rainbow flick, which Brazil thought for some time was actually a new beer on the market.
Hey, I'll have a pint of rainbow flick. Nice one, 9.32.
If they were 4-0 up, 5-0 up, and he's sitting in the bowl goading,
yeah,
and someone flies into him, I can understand the ref saying, we deserve that, stop doing that. But what he's done there, as you call it, a rainbow flick, I've never heard of it, but that's in the game. That's brilliant. It's a brilliant piece of skill.
Probably don't help when he's got that pink hair.
No.
You know, he looks like he's... It just doesn't look like he's taking it seriously.
He's going from
looks
Billy,
like a bit of a clown.
Billy Smart Circus.
Yeah, you know.
But in saying that, you know, he's special. There's no doubt
special
about it.
Special.
So
and
techniques his game. The referee's bang out of order there.
Yeah, as Billy Ricky Town manager, do you is that something you encourage? Or if a player did Neymar in the corner,
if they do that,
how do you react?
If they do that in non-league, mate, let me tell you, they'll be getting a boot to the chest, let alone to the knee.
Well, they're not meant to. They're basically not meant to.
Yeah.
Is it?
Sort of tripped on the ball.
Yeah. They probably fell over.
You told me, Jay, your team likes to play out from the back. You're teaching them
if
that
one
philosophy.
Of them do a rainbow flick, and they're going to get absolutely smashed.
I want to see it.
Tell you.
Are we going to see that? Billy Ricky Town player do a rainbow flick before the end of the season?
That ain't going to happen, mate. I'm telling you, because if they do that, they'll be off.
Hello, I'm Barry Glendening, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, time to check in with the show with a very clever title. Remember, there are four people from the press in a room which has the same look and dimensions of a box. And it's simply called Media Room. Press Box. Press Box. This is them on the Press Box.
Without Manchester City, there'd be no Liverpool ascension. Because I think the bar's been raised so much by Man City in the last two or three years that that people have had to go with it. Now, Pep Guardiola, nothing lasts forever. To win the Premier League three times in a row is a feat only achieved, I think, twice. I think we've had this debate a couple of times on this show. Mm. And that's at certain times during the Premier League's evolution. You've now got this Premier League that's got a team that won it with 99 points last year, a team that finished second with 97 points, a team that's really grasped the mettle in Liverpool that few sides could have ever done, grasp it the way they've done, won the Champions League and then kicked on even stronger. So this latest micro-analysis that somehow or another Pep Guardiola has lost his lustre is laughable. They battered Tottenham into the next life yesterday. You know, you miss a penalty, you hit the post, you hit the crossbar, you have one cleared off the line. You know, you have an element of profligacy that cannot be legislated for. Then you're not going to win games like that. You get a player sent off, it changes the direction of travel in a game. I look at it and say, you will judge Pep Guardiola by what he does for the rest of this season and what he does next season if he doesn't have the success that will, in some people's minds, plaster over the loss of the Premier League this year. If he doesn't go on and win the Champions League, which is the thing that everyone thinks he's got to do, if he doesn't go and do that this season, then next year I think you really judge Pep Guardiola if he's able to reform, reboot and recalibrate Man City, because that's what he's got to do.
The problem is, Simon, is that football supporters change their level of expectations very, very quickly. You'll know this better than anybody. A team, for example, like, let's say, Bournemouth or Burnley, they get promoted to the Premier League and their fans think, oh, it's fantastic, we're in the Premier League, we'll never complain about anything again because we're in the Premier League and we're going to get to see Liverpool and Manchester United and Manchester City and Tottenham and Chelsea. It's going to be great. Fast forward 2 years when they're still in the Premier League, but they haven't won a cup. And maybe they're kind of...
And they've convinced themselves they are, quote, an established Premier League team, which I believe there's nobody is.
And they start moaning.
I agree with you.
As I'm sure they did at Palace.
Yep.
And that is what's happening at Manchester City now, is that they've got used to being the best team. All of a sudden, they're not the best team. And they're walking out of the stadium yesterday thinking, well, why are we not the best team anymore? Therefore, there must be something fundamentally wrong. Rather than just thinking to themselves, well, this is just the way that football goes. It ebbs and it flows and it goes in cycles. And Liverpool have just had an incredible season. We'll be OK next year. They don't think that. You think something's wrong.
But you're from that part of the world, Ian, and you even live up there still in the great city of Manchester. If there's one group of supporters on the planet who should know that football is up, down, and crazy, it's those who support Manchester City.
But remember how many of these... I wrote something in my column today about City when the Premier League first started, right? The Premier League first started in the early 90s. City's average crowd was 25,000, right? It's 50,000 now. So they've got 25,000 new supporters. A lot of those are not of that generation that you're talking
about.
They've been brought up...
Not the main road gang.
They've been brought up on the last 10 years of Abu Dhabi money and success and excitement and Galactico names. They haven't been. They don't remember the eras that you're talking about when City couldn't rely on themselves to get a result from 1 week to the next. They don't remember that. They just know about this and they can't understand why it can't be like this all the time. And that's just symptomatic of current of the way that a lot of current football supporters look at the game.
Back now to Scarlet Sun. Jamie, back on The Breakfast Show, talking about facing Ronaldo. No, not the one who had that stupid haircut at the World Cup that looked like a... but the other one.
Technically gifted. I remember playing against him at Old Trafford. And I remember playing against him and thinking,
all I've got to do is stand him up. If I dive in, he's going to beat me. And I did. One, I dived in once. He'd done a double step over, boom, and he's gone. His feet were unbelievable. But if you stood him up, he wasn't someone who was just going to, you know, completely burn you for pace. You know, I thought I can stand him up and stay on my feet. And yeah, technically gifted, he was unbelievable. Mm. I played against Valencia. I actually played really well that game at Old Trafford. He only scored two goals, Ronaldo. I'll take that all day. But I remember playing the week after, we played Wigan.
Yeah.
And Antonio Valencia was playing right wing then.
Yeah.
And he just burst on. And I tell you what, this guy was a machine. Because I thought, all right, I played all right against Ronaldo. Yeah. I'll do the same against Valencia. I'll show him down the line, you know, and I'll stand him up and I'll wait for him to, you know, do something. Well, he pushed the ball past me, elbowed me in the face and went and before I could even turn, he was in the 6-yard box. He was an absolute machine. He ruined my left back career.
He wouldn't have the skill and trickery though with Ronaldo.
It was a completely different player, but he was a complete machine. He was like Traore is now for Wolves. He used to just stand you up and then he'd take one step and he'd go bang.
Hello, I'm Max Rushton. And if you hear Barry Glendenning's version of this, you're listening to TalkSport Daily, please let me know on Twitter because he's convinced they won't use it. And I don't think they'll use it either.
And now, of course, for the best bits, there should almost be a... Bum, bum, bum. No, maybe there shouldn't be. Of my show, The Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. This is me and Jay and you lot having a bit of fun on the show. Time now for Happy Farker, Sad Farker.
Farker.
Yes, this is where we look back at Norwich. They drew 0-0 away at Newcastle. They're rooted to the bottom of the Premier League. Mm-hmm. 25 games played, 4 wins, 6 draws, 15 defeats.
They are struggling, clearly. They haven't spent... they've spent nothing. There are teams in the Championship that spent more money in this transfer window than Norwich. The transfer windows.
Yeah.
So he's got a Championship squad. I think the style of football, they're actually quite easy on the eye to watch. They're a very attractive side to watch. And I think if they are to get themselves back up, he has as good a chance as anyone. So I'll be pretty surprised if they decide, especially, I mean, what are they going to do now? When are they going to sack him?
No, you know, they won't sack him now. There's no point.
There is no point. And
he's an unsackable Farker.
I think he is. I don't think...
So I need a name for it so we can move on. We've got Hodgewatch next.
Oh, have we got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously, you know, a concerned, frustrated Farker. Farker.
And a reminder, of course, I am back tonight with Jason Cundy from 10 p.m. looking back at a busy night of FA Cup football. I'll get to the games that are on TalkSport in a moment. And of course, as always, you can have your say. It's a sort of phone-in show. Well, it is actually. Why do people say that? It's a sort of, when it is. It's like when people say, yeah, basically, I was in my car. No, you were in your car. You were in your car. It's a matter of fact. Anyway, I digress. From 10 p.m, you can have your say on my show. On the back, as I mentioned, of a busy night of football. 7:45 tonight, the Liverpool D team will be playing Shrewsbury's A team, I hope, fingers crossed. It's an FA Cup fourth round replay. You can hear that unfold live on TalkSport with Mark Saggers. Mention, mate! I just have! Blimey, that's what happens when you quickly let him out of the box. Here's live from Anfield, commentary from Jim Proudfoot and Stuart Pearce. And 20 minutes later, not on the same pitch, that would be weird, it's Oxford United against Newcastle United, also an FA Cup fourth round replay, live on TalkSport 2. Ray Stubbs presents with commentary from Ian Danter and David Connolly. That's it. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you like the cut of this jib, you can download more from Acast, Apple Pods and Spotify. If you don't, just pretend you do when your mate say, hey, have you heard the TalkSport Daily? You go, yeah, yeah. You know, like when you're alive, it's called. The teacher goes, Goldstein, did you do this on the desk? And you go, no, no. And the teacher knows that you did it because you say it about 4 times. Where if you were innocent, you just go, no. So there you go, kids. If you are sort of 14 years old and you listen to this and you're just about to do something you shouldn't at school, always answer with one proud no. And then do the eye thing where you look over at Jenkins, who's, of course, from 1980. Well, that's it for another podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to join me and Jay on the back of a busy night of FA Cup fourth round replay from 10 p.m. on the Sports Bar. Have a great day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.